Coffee with Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur.
Shh, David, we're in the library.
Oh, sorry. Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. This isn't going to fly. We're going to need to speak normally. I think we'll be okay. We're in a...
I think we are. I'm just being silly. We are in the library, but we're in a special part of the library, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're not disturbing the studious people who are following the rules.
We're in the noisy podcast of the
part
library.
Of the library we are. Yes.
But no, we're here. We are. We're Coffee with Fleur.
Yes.
Welcome, Fleur. Welcome back.
Thank you. And you asked me to come to the library, so that's really interesting. So maybe we'll talk about that later, because I'm just curious as to why the library, because I love, don't get me wrong, I love libraries.
Yeah.
But before we talk about that, I want to ask you, David, how you went with your physical activity.
Oh, yeah. When we were at the swimming pool last time, you said that I should try some physical stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I think I mentioned last time, I do ride my bike.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to ride my bike more often. Mm-hmm. So rather than just at the weekend. So I made a commitment to try and squeeze in a half-hour bike ride.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Great.
And I think I hit 4 out of 5
Yay.
Mornings.
Yeah. And how did you feel after each of those?
Well, that was the interesting thing, Flo. When I was trying to, waking up, getting on my bike, and I was like, oh, I'm not sure I need to get on my bike, I don't want to. I was like, I've just got up. But then, once I'd done that half hour, just for like half an hour or even 20 minutes, you know that app that I was...
The How We Feel app.
Yeah, from the previous episode. I was like selecting energized.
Yeah. Afterwards.
Not
exhausted.
Well, no. Well, maybe the first time I was like...
Maybe you're not riding hard enough. No, I'm only joking.
What I figured out by the end of the week was I was actually recharging my batteries and I was ready for the day.
Yeah.
So rather than just thinking, oh my goodness me, I've got so much on. All this change and challenge, I've got to navigate and maybe getting stuck in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing something that was physical.
Yes.
But it was having the effect of recharging my battery and giving me more energy to tackle whatever it is I had on during the day. So it was really interesting.
Yeah. I think it's counterintuitive exercise. It's weird to think that exercise gives us energy rather than taking it away, because we have to use energy to exercise.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that you've highlighted, David, is that concept that emotions are not facts. So we might not feel like exercising, but it's not a fact that just because we don't feel like it, we shouldn't do it. So that's a really good example of, okay, I'm feeling unmotivated and like I don't want to do this exercise, but factually I know I should, I know it's good for me, so I'm going to go against my feeling and go out and do that piece of exercise or movement or whatever it looks like. And I know, because I know that I'm going to benefit from it and feel energized afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's so good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Good. Yeah, it was interesting, because I'm sure we all, our listeners, have once in a life, I'm sure you have as well, and I have, sat on the sofa watching Netflix, eating ice cream, going, I am not doing any exercise.
Exactly. You don't. It's not like you're going to do it every time. You're not. Sometimes we give in to our feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. But then when you do something, like go and walk the dog, I'm sure you and I and our listeners have also thought to ourselves, I feel better now.
Yeah. Yes.
Having done that.
It's rare that I've come back from a walk with my dog that I haven't felt better.
No, well, your dog's awesome, obviously.
Yeah.
Cool, awesome. Well, no, it was a really good week, really interesting.
Fantastic. Now tell me, why are we at the library?
The library. No one's looking at us. It's all good. So why are we at the library? Well, physical resources is just one aspect of things we need to think about, giving us energy for change and challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas intellectual resources, learning, is something we often have to do when we are tackling change or navigating or adapting to change.
That is true.
Say we have a new computer system it's really helpful if you have a manual of how to use it.
Yes.
If we have a new way of working in a new team, we have to learn how that operates.
And I guess if you moved house, that could be a change. You have to learn the new area that you've moved to, like where are the good coffee shops, for example.
And if you want to know something about a big subject, such as emotions, which we've been talking about in recent episodes, there's a lot to learn about that. So we might seek out, I know, a respected author or someone who has done a lot of research on this area. And where better than a library?
Fantastic.
So
the good old-fashioned way, not just Google. I mean, the library has more than just books, though, doesn't it? It has lots of resources. But
And, you know, there's a world of curiosity there. Mm. And if you're thinking about change or challenge, it's all about learning new stuff.
Yeah.
And where better to learn new stuff than even a physical library or an online library of some description?
Yes.
Or reading a book.
Yeah. So, and learning is very empowering. So if you're going through change or challenge and you're engaged in the learning process, you're actually doing something to empower you yourself with knowledge. So that, because often with change, it's the uncertainty, the unknown, or the feeling like we're not potentially capable, but if we're engaged in learning, we're trying to increase our capability. So that's a lot more empowering and sort of more, you know, gives us back a bit of control when we might feel like the control is out of our
hands. Absolutely. And then I guess if you want to navigate change or adapt to change really well, you want to see yourself being successful in that new world, whatever the new world is. And how better to visualize yourself as being successful than to put some effort into learning about the new thing. You're only going to be successful if you successfully navigate or adapt to the change.
Yes.
So that's what makes it really important to sustain our own performance whilst doing that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, human beings across our time on this planet, how we've progressed is through that learning process. As we know, you know, we've changed a lot in the time we've all collectively as a human race been on the planet. So it's a natural part of us to want to learn. And want to progress.
Curiosity is always there, isn't it? If you think about explorers or think about travellers or great advances in science.
That's right. Technology and all of that has come from that learning.
Learning and just trying new things.
That's right.
Opening that curiosity.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, thank you for bringing me to the library. You've just reminded me how much I like libraries, so thank you.
Absolutely. And but
even though we can't have our usual coffee here, still.
Well, you know, a glass of water. Very, very quiet in the library. But, you know, there's so much to learn on these shelves or online, obviously. So whatever it is, we can always find something that will help us out to navigate and adapt to change. Maybe my task for the coming week is to go and learn a bit more about the subjects we're talking about, get a book out of the library and see where we go.
Yeah, great.
Fantastic.
Well, I look forward to hearing about that next week, and maybe we won't be in the library.
No, we're getting looks now. I think we might have outstayed our welcome.
We might have. Okay, we better. Off we go.
Head back to the cafe and our coffee. All right. Let us know what you think. Our Gmail address is coffeewithfleur, all one word, @gmail.com. And look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, see you next week.
Thank you, Fleur.
Bye.
Cheers.